When it comes to overcoming obstacles, attitude is everything. Survival has so much to do with how we approach challenges. Today, Jane Andrews looks at how the smallest examples in nature can be the greatest inspiration. This is A Walk in the Park.
Occasionally, when I am observing nature, I am inspired by an insect or an animal who has been forced to get by with less than adequate circumstances. A crooked wing or a broken foot. Somehow, not only do some find a way to manage, they excel in their compensation for their injury. Suffering damage perhaps through no fault of their own, they have considered new options and brought their survival skills to an otherwise unexplored level. Injury is a fundamental mental fork in the road. As the medical field often observes, doctors look for that pivotal moment when a patient decides to push through with sheer determination in the necessity to learn something new. Striving to excel is nothing new to those faced with an inadequacy. It blows my mind that I am on the radio at all. In second grade, I barely passed standard reading tests. I remember how humiliated I felt. I was embarrassed that I stumbled forming words in front of the class. I can still hear their laughter and snickering. Somehow, barely, I made it through middle and high school and hoped for the best in college. But it wasn't until I auditioned for a community theater play that it came to me. All that I had to do was take on the role that I was given and play the part. No longer did I have to be stuck trying to be better. I could just be better, to practice being someone else for just a little while. Another test of my reading skills came much later. At church, at the last minute, I was asked to fill in reading the lessons in front of the entire congregation. It went more poorly than I could have ever imagined, and halfway through, I had to start again. With those second graders in my head and silently begging forgiveness from the Almighty, I somehow ended up using my theatrical skills to not only get through that, but eventually to be assigned lead lector and enjoy a successful career in broadcasting. Today, when someone compliments me for my on-air voice, I recall the determination it took to break through my limitations. The greatest compliment is that I'm a good reader. Like those injured animals, it's just a little reminder of how far we've come.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.